As I said, that portion that I read of the Christmas story is one we don't often hear. Beginning from the worship of the shepherds and the naming of the child, we heard of what happened when, in accordance with the law of God, Mary and Joseph presented Jesus at the temple. The scriptures tell us that on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. Then we're told that when the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. And we are told that when this occurs, two people in the temple, Simeon, an old man who had been told that he would not die until he saw the consolation of Israel appear, and Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, a prophetess, who was 84 years old, blessed God and the child, and she spoke over him to Mary and to Joseph and to the temple crowd the word of God concerning what had occurred and what was occurring and what would occur through the life of this babe, called as the angel had commanded, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. I won't go into the meaning of all those prophecies this morning, except to say that both Simeon and Anna were blessed with visions. They were touched by God, and they spoke of what God had put on their lips and in their hearts. Some of their words were sweet to the taste, but sour in the stomach, speaking as they did of the time of suffering. And others were of pure joy and elation, for despite suffering, and indeed perhaps only through suffering, the Messiah would take his throne, and the people of Israel and the nations beyond would be blessed beyond measure. Rather, today I would like you to think with me of the obedience and the humility of Mary and Joseph, and how they steadfastly began their life with Jesus and his life with them and with us with worship and prayer, with obedience and thanksgiving, and with thanks and with sacrifice and joy, which is not a bad way to begin a life, nor to continue it, to begin a life or a new year. In the first 40 days of the life of Jesus among us, Mary and Joseph did four things with and for Jesus. Four things that bound them with him closer to God, closer to the people of God, and closer to each other. The first thing they did was that they named Jesus in the manner that God had commanded them through the angel Gabriel. They gave him the name Savior, for through him God would redeem his people. They believed in what they had been told in their dreams and visions, and they obeyed the giver. This bound them closer to God, closer to Jesus, and closer to each other. Sharing a vision draws us into a special intimacy with each other, and living that vision creates a special community. As you go into the new year, consider how you name each other. Do you call others what God asks you to call them? Do you name as your brother or sister the person next to you, or the person down the street, or the person across the world? Do you see in their face the face of Christ? The first thing Mary and Joseph did at the beginning of the life of Jesus was to name him, as God asked them to name him. The naming ceremony was done on the eighth day, the day when the male children of those born to Abraham and Sarah were, in accordance with the covenant God made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, circumcised, and thereby became identified as the children of Israel, and heirs to the promises made to Abraham. The promise of a people, the promise of a land, and a God who cares, a God who would deliver and vindicate his people. That's the second thing that Joseph and Mary did. They made Jesus a part of the family of God. They said to God, "Look, he is a child of promise. This baby is meant with all who call on your name to inherit your kingdom. He is your servant. He is one of us, the ones that you gave yourself to after the time of Noah, the ones you said to Abraham and to Moses that would be a nation of priests and of kings to serve you and to bring everlasting joy to your name among all the nations. Do we make those God has given us part of the household of God? Do we extend to them the privileges and the responsibilities that we have received from the Lord?" I'm not speaking only of circumcision or baptism here. Baptism is very important. But I'm speaking of the living faith that claims the power of God's love on the lives of those in our care, on the lives of those for whom we are called to care by the Spirit of the Lord. The second thing Mary and Joseph did with Jesus was to make him part of the family of God. And this bound them closer to God, and closer to God's people, and closer to each other. Not a bad way to begin a life or a new year. Not a bad way to live. The third thing that Mary and Joseph did was that when the time of purification was over, was that they presented Jesus as their firstborn to God at the temple in Jerusalem. This is a very special thing to do, a thing that is related to all the commands regarding things that are first. Each of them, from the first fruits of our gardens to the first fruits of our paychecks to the firstborn of our wombs and loins, belong to God. And God asks that we present them to him where he abides and to name them as his. By this act, Mary and Joseph recognized that their child was not their child. Rather, he was God's child, and that the purposes of his life would be determined by God, and that as parents entrusted with God's child, they should seek the wisdom and the counsel of God each day so that they might raise him as God asks. This first child is a Hannah child. You remember how Hannah offered in her prayer to God if she would have a child, that she would give the child to God. This child is a Hannah child. And if truth be known, every child is a Hannah child. But the first is special because it's first. And what is first goes to what is first. Our best, our finest, our hopes, our dreams belong to God. God who is first in our lives. So yes, Joseph, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And yes, Mary, a sword will pierce your own soul too. And that is the way of it. For this child is God's, and God will accomplish God's work in him, and his love will redeem his people. This is a third thing that Mary and Joseph did as they began their life with Jesus. They gave him to God and recognized that God would raise him in God's own way. And in that recognition, they bound themselves to loving Jesus in accordance with the counsel of God and in accordance with the law and to the vision that God had given to Moses and gave to them. Not a bad way to begin a life. Not a bad way to begin a year. We too have people and plans that belong to God and need to be given to God. Time will bring sorrows that will pierce our hearts, but it will also bring consolation, the consolation that we all seek, consolation for us and for all the people of God. Finally, the fourth thing that Mary and Joseph did, they did on the day of presentation. Mary made sacrifice, the sacrifice of the poor among Israel. She sacrificed two doves or pigeons for her purification. And so Mary and Joseph show themselves as seekers of holiness and as ones who possess it. For what they do is set apart and dedicated to God. Also, not a bad way to begin a life, and not a bad way to begin a new year. Mary and Joseph did not simply begin it as they might have, with anticipation of great and wonderful things to occur, some with pain that pierces the soul. Nor did they begin simply with an awareness of their own poverty and inability, the kind of poverty that is represented in offering that sacrifice of two pigeons instead of a two-year-old lamb. The inability of every new parent, and indeed almost every person, feels deep in their hearts when faced with an unknowable future. No, they began with these most assuredly, but they also began those things in God and in humble obedience to all that God had promised and all that God has commanded. They began with God. They named their child as the angel told them. They made the one in their care a part of the people of God, joint heirs with them and of the promises. They gave him into God's care, recognizing that he was God's, not simply theirs. And they sought holiness to live in and by it. They set themselves as they set Jesus apart for God. And what about us as we enter a new year? Us as we raise up a family, whether it be a personal family or a community of faith, or take under our care and under our love those God asks us to care for and love. Will we name folk as God wants us to name them? Will we treat them as members of God's family, members of our family? Will we let them be God's and heed God's counsel as he tells us how to be his stand-ins? Will we seek holiness? Will we allow the Lamb of God sacrificed for us upon the cross to proclaim that we are clean? There is a time for everything. This is a time to begin with what we should always begin with first. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, as we human beings mark time on calendars, we come to a new year. And as we reflect on Jesus' birth and Mary and Joseph and how they accepted this birth and this new part of their lives. We too come to you in this beginning of a new year and offer you our lives. Help us in our lives to reach out and to name those to whom you send us, to name those as part of your family. Help us to welcome and to include and to even to become aware of those who may not feel a part of or welcomed. And God, we pray that we might be willing and ready to live lives that are holy, holy and devoted to you. Help us to be aware that you are with us, that your Spirit is guiding us, and that your Spirit will strengthen us in this task. And Holy God, we thank you that you have called us by name, and that you want us to be your children, and that you want us to join together as your family. We ask all of this in the name of that child that you gave to us, your love, in Jesus. Amen.